five star. Stedman, Lorraine, Denise, Doris and Delroy Pearson burst onto the 80s music scene with their platinum-selling 1985 debut album, Luxury of Life. Now, managed by their father, renowned pop R&B musician Buster Pearson, they really were Britain's answer to Jackson 5. I called Denise and Doris from the band and asked them if they had great memories from those early times, or did it just whiz by in a blur?
Whiz by in a blur, no. we have great memories, fun days, great times meeting some great artists and working with great producers. Yeah, we were kids having a roller coaster ride back then, always managed by dad. We were just enjoying ourselves. We were very professional at the same time, and yeah, the music was great. Yeah, it was a family affair, basically.
It was absolutely brilliant. So, those incredible dance routines, how did you come up with those?
We started out at Gauzeway in Romford, actually. My dad was like, well, you know, do a little something to go with the song. So we went up to the girls' bedroom. We had mirrors on our wardrobe. That's where the routine started, in a tiny little space in our bedroom. And then we'd take it to the garden when, once we were confident, and dance on the veranda that my dad built in the garden. And, yeah, just perfect it all from home. Del was always interested in his football, so the dancing kind of came second to his football back then, because Del was 12, so very young, and Stead had just finished college. But it all came together, and we all worked it out that we did the routines and, yeah, like I said, perfected everything from home.
And your incredible clothes. Everyone now seems to have a stylist. Did you?
Yeah, we were our own stylist. After a while, we had, when we had no more time, we had people do our costumes. Yeah, we did our casuals. The first outfit, or the first PA we did, was a family member, Clive Facey. He did our sweatshirts, actually, and a trackie bottom. So we were kind of smart casual, and then over the years, the sequins came along. It's so much fun, though, because you see now when people do have their hen nights and their stag dudes, and 80s are the theme, and it's like, it's just so much fun.
In 1987, you won the Brit Award for Best British Group. And between 85 and 88, you had 4 top 20 albums and 15 top 40 singles in the UK and success in the US. Did you ever tour America?
We didn't actually tour. We visited. We popped over to New York, did a few magazines and TV shows, loads of interviews, lots of press. We did some TV. Yeah, we did the big music shows, Soul Train and American Bandstand, Solid Gold. So we did a little bit there. Maybe not enough because it's so vast in America, but the time we had there was effective and we loved it.
Sorry about that static there coming through on that phone line. 5 star, Rain or Shine. This is another one from 1986. As I said, the Romford Band, they had 4 top 20 albums, 15 top 40 singles between 85 and 88. And this got to number 2. Five Star were so successful in the 80s, and they have continued to be so in the music industry, either as a trio, Denise as a solo artist, Delroy's been in music production. And I was chatting to Denise and Doris from Five Star earlier this week, and I asked how they got the band back together. Now, do excuse a bit of the feedback and the static, unfortunately, that I've managed to pick up on this phone line.
It's always going to be the family thing, whether there's 3 or more. Right now, it's a little tricky. Lorraine lives abroad, so, you know, 4 of us together right now. But being family, I guess, when you get together for the Easter's and the Christmas and you have a little bit of a drink and you start talking about the good old times, then the group gets together again, and then, you know, we can't really get away from it being family.
Sadly, your dad, Buster, passed away in 2012. But wouldn't he have loved to see you back at these festivals?
Absolutely. Before he passed, all 5 of us got back together, actually, and we did a couple of the Rewind tours, 4 shows, and he was very, very happy. But hopefully it'll be the 5 after the Rewind.
Okay. And are you enjoying performing together?
Oh my God, it's
so
just
much fun.
It's like back in the day.
So much fun.
It's just, yeah, it's really, really brilliant. We have, yeah, just loads of laughs, and we kind of look at each other on stage now and share that. It's just wonderful. It's such a great feeling.
So you're appearing at the Let's Rock festivals over the next few months, with the nearest to us being London on the 27th of June. You can get more information from letsrocklondon.com. But I understand you're thinking of touring in 2016-17.
That's correct. We're putting together some new material, and hopefully we'll, if all goes as planned, then we'll definitely do looking to doing a tour.
Your fan base now is massive, isn't it? It spans all ages.
Back in the day when we toured, it was, you know, parents with their little ones and then our age, and so it was quite varied, the age group back then even, so it's nice to see it still being, you know, that varied in the audience. It's lovely.
Oh, well, good luck with the tour. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to me today. That's Denise and Doris from Five Star.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.